On this day, we celebrate the feast of one of the 72 disciples about whom St. Luke speaks. Of course, he himself was one of them, and he was not an apostle, but he was a disciple, and he was an evangelist. And we meet St. Mark, who is otherwise called St. John Mark, who is the son of Joseph of Cleophas and Mary of Cleophas, the brother of Simon, Joseph, and Judas, most likely Judas Thaddeus. We meet him on the night of Holy Thursday after the Last Supper, when the Lord has taken the apostles to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane and has taken three of them, Peter, James, and John, closer with him. And of course, they all fall asleep, including St. John Mark. But St. John Mark had an embarrassing situation, which he reported on himself, because when they came to arrest them, he ran off, and all that he was wearing was a sheet. And his sheet got caught in their hands or in the branch of the trees, and he ran off naked. So St. Mark is the first streaker in history. Anyway, he tells on himself, and of course, St. Mark's gospel is really the gospel of St. Peter, who calls him my son Mark, and whose secretary he was, the first secretary of the first pope. After the ascension, of course, he went with his cousin, St. Barnabas, and St. Paul on some of his missionary journeys, but he also accompanied St. Peter. And they had some difficulties, so they split up here and there, but they ended up together again, because forgiveness is a very important part of the Catholic life. And so he was in Rome, where it was that he wrote the gospel that is rightfully attributed to him. In the meantime, he later on, after Peter and Paul's martyrdom, he went back, and he went to northern Egypt, where he became the first patriarch, the first bishop of the great city of Alexandria, the city of great wisdom and libraries and wonderful things. And interesting, his successor, St. Ananias, his feast is today also. And he was the second bishop of Alexandria of Egypt. But around the year 68, St. Mark was dragged through the streets and martyred. And later on, his relics were taken to Italy, to the city of Venice. And it was a good thing, because the Muslims were to come and destroy all the relics, all the churches, everything, just as they're doing so much havoc right now. And so the Italian sailors who were in the vicinity went to his church and took his sarcophagus and took him to Venice, where he rests today in the basilica aptly named after him, one of the most beautiful Byzantine-style basilicas of the church, of the whole world. And what is interesting is that the basilica, which later some people said was built at a later time, it has been discovered in the last few years that it was actually built in the 8th or 9th centuries. So it's much, much older than it was thought. But there it is that the relics of St. Mark, the evangelist, lie right beside the side altar where we have been privileged at one point to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Today also is one of the Rogation days, and the Rogation days were started by St. Gregory the Great to pray for the Church in all her difficulties. And of course, they are most appropriate. They're not in the English Missal for whatever reason, but they are in the Missal and in the Ordines that tell us what celebrations we need to celebrate. And of course, they are prayers that I can join to the Mass as commemorations to pray for the Church in all her difficulties, and of course We have many, many difficulties today, so we definitely need the Rogation days. In addition, as we will speak of tomorrow, on this evening, first occurred the miracle of the apparition of the miraculous image of Our Lady of Good Counsel in Genazzano, right outside Rome. And of course, I will speak about that tomorrow. Our Lady of Good Counsel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.